In the headlines, police on the hunt for two masked men who invaded an apartment last night at Wanstead Heights, St. James. A well-known attorney at law has been disbarred. Homicide, grief mounts as Barbados records its 25th victim for the year. And in the region, several Caribbean countries were rattled by two earthquakes that occurred within an 8-hour period earlier today. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Police are at this hour on the hunt for two masked gunmen who stormed an apartment at Wanstead Heights, St. James last night, holding six occupants hostage and demanding cash. According to police reports, confirmed to Starcom Network, the victims, two couples and two children, were abruptly awakened by the sound of a saw being used to breach the front door. The intruders, armed en masse, entered the residence, ransacked the apartment and escaped with an undisclosed sum of money. Police are appealing to the public for any information that can assist in locating the suspects as investigations continue. A mother in mourning says her 47-year-old son, Tyson Horn, was nothing more than a hard-working individual. Horn was shot multiple times yesterday inside the shop he operated after an early morning attack from a gunman who got off the back of a motorcycle. Still coming to grips with the loss of her only child, mother of the deceased, Erla Thorne, told Starcom Network News that he was not perfect but didn't deserve to die by the gun. Vendors in the area have also expressed sadness at the death of the fellow stall owner. Meantime, at Skeets Road, the IV where the latest shooting took the life of 39-year-old Anderson Calderon, residents expressed mixed emotions, revealing although he was not a resident, he frequented the area. The Barbados Police Service has listed Calderon as a resident of North Close Wildey. It is understood that Calderon was also acquitted of a murder charge back in 2019. The Court of Appeal has this morning ruled that attorney Vonda Minerva Pyle has been disbarred. The ruling followed submissions by attorney Michael Carrington, who presented mitigation in the absence of King's Counsel Andrew Pilgrim, currently out of jurisdiction. After lengthy deliberation, the panel led by Chief Justice Leslie Haynes returned with its decision. The judgment aligns with the Barbados Bar Association's disciplinary committee recommendation that Ms. Pyle face sanctions following her conviction and subsequent imprisonment for theft. Solicitor General Anika Jackson appeared on behalf of the Attorney General's office. The court is finalizing the terms of further orders, including the management of clients' accounts and files. Well, Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne, is giving support to the idea of wiretapping and lie detector test. However, Mr. Thorne believes it must be managed strictly by the highest legal authority, avoiding any level of political influence. The opposition leader is currently speaking at a press conference called by the Democratic Labour Party to address the issue of crime and give an official response to the new measures outlined by the Prime Minister, Mia Motley, last week. Well, several Caribbean nations were rattled earlier today by two earthquakes occurring within an 8-hour span. That's according to the Seismic Research Center at the UWI St. Augustine campus in Trinidad. The second tremor, which struck at 9:40 a.m. local time, registered a magnitude of 3.9. It was located at latitude 11.86 and longitude at 61.05. The SRC reported no immediate damage or injuries were associated with either event. We now want to return to an earlier story, which we might have indicated regarding one of the deceased, Mr. Tyson, last night. Well, following that story, it is further understood that police are at this stage might have a suspect in hand. In our final story, it is also understood that the common entry results are back out and the Ministry of Education at this moment are at a press conference announcing the results. By 1 p.m., Starcom Network is expected to announce the top girl and top boy of those common entrance results. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.